Official opening of the flood defences in Mytham-Royde. Mytham-Royde's new flood defence scheme, which improves protection for more than 400 homes and businesses, was officially opened after 3 years of construction work. Funding for the project was secured after the devastating floods caused by Storm Eva on Boxing Day in 2015, when 2,781 homes and 1,008 businesses were affected throughout Calderdale. Mytham-Royde experienced its highest ever recorded flood during the storms, and around 300 properties, 70 businesses, a church and two schools were damaged. Engineers bolstered flood walls, relocated the Caldean Bridge, widened the River Calder Channel at two locations, and flood-proofed dozens of buildings during the project, which was overseen by the Environment Agency and Calderdale Council. Adrian Gill, the Environment Agency's Area Flood Risk Manager, said the village was at risk of flooding once every 5 years, but that has now dropped to one in every 50. He said, "I think we have created a step change in the flood risk, but that doesn't remove the risk. It does mean to say that it, Mytham-Royde, will not flood again in the future. It doesn't mean to say that it, Mytham-Royde, won't flood again in the future, or that people don't need to think about it. People still need to sign up to our flood warning service and still need to understand that they're at risk and still need to take all the necessary steps to reduce any potential impact on themselves or family members." He added, "We've seen major floods in 2012, 2015 and 2020, and with climate change, that flooding was only going to get more frequent and more severe. You can see how the viability of the centre of a place like Mytham-Royde really starts to get called into question if the businesses can't survive and the schools can't continue to function. A scheme for somewhere like Mytham-Royde is really essential to reduce the flood risk and to buy people time to further adapt and improve the resilience. With the increasing impact of climate change, it is impossible to completely stop the risk of flooding, particularly in the Calder Valley, due to the geography of the area," EA said. Thank you to local residents, businesses and commuters for their patience and cooperation while the construction of this complex project has been carried out. Councillor Scott Patient, Calderdale Council's Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Resilience, said, "The completion of the flood alleviation scheme is a landmark moment for the entire Mytham-Royde community. Bringing greater protection to residents and businesses is a long-standing priority for the Council and our partner organisations as we continue to work together to increase flood resilience and tackle the climate emergency."